Living Well. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. New Drugs Offer Hope for Hepatitis C Patients by Beth W. Orenstein. Veterans are at higher risk for the hepatitis C virus than most Americans and have long been encouraged to be screened by a simple blood test. Hepatitis C, also called Hep C, affects the liver, a vital organ. Hep C is the leading indication for liver transplant and the leading reason for liver cancer in the United States and in veterans, says Robert Gish of San Diego, a medical consultant who specializes in hepatitis. People with blood exposure to Hep C and patients with elevated liver tests have commonly been tested as well. 2 years ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, expanded its recommendation for screening for Hep C to include all baby boomers, those Americans born between 1945 and 1965. Limited treatment. Not only has testing changed, but so has the treatment. Hep C can lead to cirrhosis, scarring of the liver, and liver cancer in 40% of people with the disease. Yet in the past, doctors may not have recommended treatment before advanced cirrhosis developed, or unless there was some other obvious need for treatment, because it often had wretched side effects, took 6 months to a year to work, and had only a 50-50 chance of success, Gish says. In recent years, innovative new drugs have dramatically changed treatment for Hep C. In 2011, the Food and Drug Administration approved for the first time direct-acting antivirals, DAAs, for the treatment of Hep C. DAAs block enzymes the virus uses to multiply. New options. The new drugs, which are all oral medications for most patients, have few side effects and are generally well-tolerated. Treatment may be for 8, 12, or 24 weeks, depending on how advanced the virus is. The majority of patients can be treated for 12 weeks, Gish says. Other Hep C drugs are in the late stages of development and could be introduced sometime this year or next. This is an exciting time for people with Hep C, as treatment is rapidly changing for the better, Gish says. He adds that the new drugs have virtually no side effects and can cure Hep C in patients who have failed other treatments. Treatment options. At VA, a team of specialists will determine whether treatment now is the right option for you. The team will also determine the type of medication and length of treatment best for your general type and condition. If you are treated for Hep C, you'll be tested 3 months after you complete treatment to determine if you are clear of the virus, which indicates you've truly been cured of the disease. Lifestyle matters. While new drugs do get a lot of attention, lifestyle, including maintaining a healthy weight, remains an important part of Hep C treatment, Gish says. Know the risk for Hep C. Hep C is a virus, but unlike a cold or flu, it isn't easy to catch. The only way the virus is transmitted is by coming in direct contact with the blood of someone who has it. The infection is most prevalent among those who were born between 1945 and 1965 and were most likely infected in the 1970s and 1980s. Ways you can come in contact with contaminated blood include receiving treatment for hemophilia and other blood clotting diseases prior to 1987, when more advanced manufacturing methods were developed, receiving a blood transfusion or organ transplant before screening for the virus began in 1992, undergoing surgery or other invasive medical procedures in countries that don't screen for it, mishandling or getting injured with a contaminated needle when working in healthcare settings, sharing needles, which is common with illegal drugs. Small amounts of contaminated blood can remain on the needle, syringe, or other materials. You could be at risk even if you only injected once many years ago. Piercing and tattooing can be risk factors if poor infection control practices are used. Hep C has not been shown to spread through licensed commercial tattooing facilities, according to the CDC. Sharing personal care items, such as razors or toothbrushes, that have come in contact with the blood of someone who has it. This is less common. Having sexual contact with someone infected. This, too, is less common. No vaccine for hepatitis C. is available. Defense against AFib. Ever felt like your heart was about to beat out of your chest? If so, the Cleveland Clinic warns that you may have atrial fibrillation, or AFib. Symptoms include rapid heartbeat, tiredness, and chest pains. If you suspect you have AFib, see a cardiologist to get an easy, non-invasive test, the center advises. Because AFib is a major risk factor for stroke and heart failure, it needs a doctor's attention. Among the treatment options, lifestyle changes, non-invasive treatments like electrocardioversion, invasive procedures such as catheter ablation/pacemaker implantation or pulmonary vein isolation, non-invasive options like radiofrequency, frequency, microwave, or cold temperature procedures, specialized heart surgery, which uses a series of incisions in the right and left atria to confine the heart's impulses to defined pathways. Request an AFib treatment guide online to learn more. clevelandclinic.org/lp/heart/arrhythmia/guideform.asp. Google Mayo Clinic team on search results. Wired Magazine reports that Google is pursuing more clarity in health-related web searches with a new database of 400 commonly searched medical conditions, each pre-vetted and researched by an average of 11 doctors at the Mayo Clinic. Google users typing in search terms will have at the top of their results this more authoritative information, which will include symptoms, frequency, treatments, and more. Google estimates that one in every 20 searches on its engine is health-related. Listen up. How to watch your hearing. You'd notice if your vision became blurry, you'd start getting headaches and becoming nauseated. But hearing loss generally comes on so gradually that most people don't even notice. You'd schedule an appointment for your vision, so why not for your hearing? May is Better Hearing and Speech Month, so consider these numbers. About 36 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss. More than half of the hearing-impaired population is younger than 65. Exposure to excessive noise is one of the leading risk factors for hearing loss, and one that's largely preventable. Here are some steps you can take to reduce your risks. If you work in a noisy environment, check with your employer to make sure your hearing is adequately protected in compliance with Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, regulations. Limit the time you're exposed to noise. Wear hearing protection, such as earplugs or muffs, when participating in high-noise activities. Turn down the volume on the TV, radio, and stereo. Be extra cautious when listening to music on an iPod or other personal audio device, especially if you're using earbuds. If you or a loved one is experiencing hearing loss, you can do something about it. Approximately 95% of hearing loss can be successfully treated with hearing aids. The American Legion has allied with Amplifon Hearing Healthcare, formerly known as HearPO, to bring you discounts on hearing aids and hearing services, including savings all the way from initial testing to hearing aids and batteries. Call Amplifon at 1-877-822-7087 or visit www.amplifonusa.com/legion for more information or to schedule an appointment.